Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan!
Hello, Michelle!
We're here.
We're here. We're here in your new apartment.
We are in my new apartment, everyone. It's the first time we're recording here. It's very exciting. We have so much to talk about. We're back after a week break. Mm-hmm. Because I think I couldn't do it. I don't know.
You had a visitor. You were at a concert.
Oh, I had a concert. I had a visitor. Living life. It's always me.
We're going to recap everything.
And I'm going to be here next week. But in 2 weeks, I'll be gone again.
Off to France. Jet setter.
I'm going to France for work, everyone. It will be an experience that I'm looking forward to. Okay, we have so much to talk about,
yeah.
And I feel like we should just absolutely jump into it with, I think, the thing that has tortured us for the last, I don't even know how long it lasted. It felt like 1 week.
It was a month.
Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy, we talked about this 2 weeks ago, that they were dating.
We did.
But now we are here to report they are not dating anymore.
They're not dating. They were never dating.
Yeah.
They were hooking up.
Right. Right.
Everyone went on the fucking internet and embarrassed themselves.
Absolutely.
Over a 3-week booty call.
Absolutely.
And I will never forget it. I will never forget. You clowns.
You absolutely clowns.
I will never forget it.
But can I say something, though?
Yes.
The thing that's chaos to me, like, I agree that everyone is clown. They're all clowns.
It's too much.
What's that? What's the thing the clown quote, or like, we are all clowns, or like that.
We are all clowns.
We are all clowns, yeah. But the only reason I will give them any grace is because, like, did Tree Pain, yes or no, like, confirm it?
Well, no, but like, the source.
Sources.
Was Tree Pain, yeah. And now the source that's doing the post-breakup updates is what breakup, quote unquote. I also don't think that there was, like, a breakup. They're both on tour for the next, like, year and a half.
Right.
They're never gonna see each other.
No.
So, like, will they be seen together in the next year? Potentially. They have all the same friends. Like, we were talking about this the other day. Like, Jack Antonoff is, like, a mutual bestie of both of them.
Yeah.
Like, this is not... There's no, like... Not to be corny, but there's no... I don't think there's bad blood. Like, it didn't, like, end and, like, their heart's broken. Like, they had a fun little fling in New York for a couple weeks. And now they're not gonna see each other for a while.
Right. Agreed. I mean, it's the thing about it is it's absolutely chaotic, and I have to wonder if Charli XCX and George partied with them.
Because they're on vacation. Not in the 3 weeks. Charli and George have been on vacation.
Right.
In Europe.
I am a part of 360 brat. I'm in that now.
Those are my parents. That's the fucking OTP right there.
Right.
I have two sets of parents.
I will talk about my latter set of parents later.
Yeah.
But this set of parents, George and Charli.
Mr. XCX. Yeah,
Mr. XCX.
We love George.
The thing that, we said this I think 2 weeks ago, but Meg is having a full Charli XCX renaissance. And the thing about Charli XCX is that she actually does not miss.
Did you all really think about that? She doesn't. Did you see today, though, that the, I believe it was the critic from Rolling Stone, like, apologized for panning Crash?
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Oh, no, Crash. Vroom, vroom.
Vroom,
said
vroom.
It was ahead of its time.
Vroom, vroom, ahead of its time. Also, everyone, we started this podcast in the pandemic, so you all remember when I was...
I did listen to that album, by the way. I did.
I was raving about Charli's pandemic album, and I added some songs to my June playlist, June 2023 playlist, and let me tell you all, they still fucking slap.
Music critic Laura Snapes expresses regret over her 2016 Pitchfork review of Charli XCX's Vroom Vroom. Quote, Charli was ahead of her time, leaving me gratefully eating her dust.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, honestly, iconic.
Because Charli is pop.
She's that girl.
She's that girl. Given her album titled Pop 2.
Yeah.
Because she is pop. No, we're standing. And not to be talking about Charli while we're talking about Maddie and Taylor, but...
It's all the same.
It's all the same. On a lighter and happier note from Taylor Swift, Speak Now, Taylor's version...
Yes, comes out.
...is coming to us. And everyone knows on this podcast that, you know, I have had my ups and downs with Miss Swift. I'm currently on an upward turn with her. Yeah. We are, you know, allies.
You're with it until she flies too close to the sun.
Right, which could happen, which was close with this Maddie Healy thing, but we have stepped away from it, so good for her.
It's just so funny how it, like, did not. It really just annoyed
me. The Ice Spice of it all. It annoyed
me, but, like, not in a way that made me change my feelings on anyone involved. It was very much just, like, stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up about it. It's so annoying. You're not adding anything to the conversation. Like, everyone just fucking stop.
Yeah, agreed.
And it still won't stop, even though they've quote-unquote broken up.
I've seen so many articles.
It's so much. Dumois posted about Maddie 4 times today.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it.
The fact that the 1975 has re-entered the zeitgeist like this is crazy. Sorry.
Stop talking about them.
Sorry.
I want to get tickets to their next tour. I'm sorry if that makes me a bad person. No, stop perceiving Taylor Swift in
stop
general.
Perceiving
just
her.
Pretend she doesn't exist.
I have to remember she exists, though, because
no,
she has
impossible not to perceive her. She's the most famous person on the fucking planet, genuinely.
She has given me a gift, me personally a gift.
Yeah.
And that is on Speak Now. Not only is Speak Now Taylor's version a gift to me because
it's my favorite Taylor Swift album
and I truly, genuinely love it. Love it. There is going to be a Hayley Williams track on Speak Now Taylor's version, which is the way that I can't even fully articulate how much I love my mother, Hayley Williams. It is next level. I don't think I love anyone this much. I mean, I do, but, like, there's not a lot of celebrities I love as much as Hayley Williams. So, it's called Castles Crumbling. Which already,
no, it's,
done.
Yeah.
Deceased on the ground, like, yeah. Never to be seen again. Me.
Absolutely gagged.
Rip me.
Gagged.
Rip me. I can't even believe.
We both went to visit our mothers the same week.
We
basically.
Did. We visited our mothers the same week.
Because I went to the Eras Tour.
Yeah, Meg, how was the Eras Tour?
I mean,
Two nights. Go through both.
I'm a very, very lucky girl. Night one, it was, like, really a wow. It was a wow. Like,
a wow.
Both nights were a wow. But, like, getting to our seats on night one, where we had very, like, insane
good
seats.
Seats.
Like, very good seats. The Cruel Summer of it all.
I know. Opening with Cruel Summer.
Opening with Cruel Summer.
So it's the Lover first.
It's Lover first.
She does
so
go
in
Eras.
A little bit, yeah, it's a little bit of an interlude with Miss Americana, like a very short clip of Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince, and then Cruel Summer. And then it's Lover.
Sing the bridge with me.
Yeah, oh yeah. She does
this
it every time.
This is the
time.
First bridge.
We're going to scream it every single time.
I've seen this tour.
Go!
I've seen this tour on TikTok, but I watch every clip, so that's fine.
Lover, into Fearless, into Evermore, into Reputation, which was 10 out of 10. Absolutely.
Right. What songs from Rep did she sing?
Ready For It, Delicate, and then a mashup of Don't Blame Me and Look What You Made Me Do, which is literally, I need to hear it in my ears every single day. Like, I need her to release a live album of this tour. Otherwise, we're in a fight. Like, genuinely.
You were ahead of your time with Reputation, I feel.
Always, yes.
You will always be vindicated.
I will always be vindicated.
Absolutely.
Reputation into Speak Now, which is just Enchanted.
Which is actual insanity.
I know.
Which I feel like maybe will change when the album comes
maybe.
Out.
Maybe. I'm interested to say. Into Red.
It's giving rude.
Into Red, which Red was really fun, even though it's like...
Famously low-key my least favorite album.
Well, she does all the singles, right? So she does 22...
Well, no,
and then she does I Knew You Were of Trouble. And then she does We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Right.
And then I think that's
Loki, actually,
I think that's it.
I'm rescinding my Red opinion.
Those are all like weirdly, like it was like so I had so much fun. I was like, wait, fuck.
Yes.
Like this is really fun. And then because Phoebe was opening for her both nights, we got Nothing New.
Right.
Right into All Too Well 10-minute version, of course.
Tossing me the car keys, fuck the patriarchy, keychain on the ground.
It took you a while to get that, but you got it.
I got him here. I've arrived.
Into Folklore, into 1989, and then the surprise songs, and then Midnights.
Where's Evermore in that?
Evermore was at the beginning.
Oh,
Evermore
okay,
was
sorry,
after
sorry,
Fearless.
Sorry.
Evermore was actually really good.
Did she sing the songs I like?
She does
more
Willow.
That you say
yeah, she does Willow. Yes, she does do Willow, and she's doing like her witchy thing. She's
right.
The cave.
I like Gold Rush too. Did she play that?
She doesn't do Gold Rush. Gold Rush was a surprise song though.
Okay.
Not for me. But the first night, I wasn't there on Friday when she brought out Jack, and he did Getaway Car, and then she did Maroon.
All the keys.
But I got Holy Ground and False God, which were, like, so fucking
good. I don't know those, but yes, love that.
Yeah, they're both kind of deep cuts.
They are.
Like, for, like,
someone like me. You. Yes. Never mind, I find someone like me.
And then Midnight's was, like, really fun.
Of course.
She does Lavender Haze, she does...
She brings out the...
She brings out Ice Spice.
I say Ice Spice, but it is Ice Spice, but it's a lot to say Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
And she waddles.
And she does her waddle. Karma is that girl, like...
Facts.
Grah.
Like, truly.
I said
we
this
didn't
earlier.
Need it, but I'm glad
I
we have it.
I said this earlier to just... Yeah, because it's camp. I said this earlier to Giselle in that, like, because I saw a tweet about it and sent it to her, and I was like, you know, I'm not actively playing the remix. But when I see it referenced,
have to press
I form. Have to press fucking
You absolutely have to. You have to.
Karma's my bestie. Yeah. And Karma closes with Karma.
And you got Clean also.
And then on Sunday night, got Welcome to New York and Clean. Which,
how was the inevitable Welcome to New York?
Well, I got Welcome to New York at Rep Tour.
Right, right.
So I already knew that it wasn't bad. Like, it's good.
Right.
It's good fun. Acoustic.
It's very fun.
It's just so funny because it's, like, sometimes she does, like, a little speech before the song. Like, on Saturday night, she did a little speech before Holy Ground. Like,
which album is it?
Red.
Red. Right.
Good job, Giselle.
I'm learning.
But she just went right. She picked up the guitar and she starts strumming some chords. Also, I have to shout out Emily because on Saturday night, Taylor gets up and she has her guitar and she starts strumming some chords.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily turned to me immediately and said,
immediately.
She goes, I think it's Holy Ground. And Taylor hadn't said a fucking word. And I said,
okay, Emily.
Okay, music theory.
Literally.
Like, literally, we were in music theory honors together in high school. But I
Come
said,
on.
Bitch, what? And then it was Holy Ground. It was wild. But Welcome to New York, it was fine. I'm of the opinion that, like, these surprise songs are actually causing, like, grief to people that go to these shows and, like, don't get the ones they want, or, like, the ones they want get played elsewhere. Like, I know, like, I think He Knows got played, like, right before I went. And, like, obviously Emily and I had to do our whole, like, we're devastated, we're depressed.
But you're
thing.
Doing
but
that in the comfort,
like,
of each other, not on,
like,
the internet.
It's just, like, it's too much. And then these girls behind me are, like, bitching about Welcome to New York. And I'm, like, while she's playing it, I'm, like, shut the fuck up. Like,
right.
Be
you paid for
a
goddamn ticket.
I have people who I know from work, from elsewhere, that wanted to go so badly and couldn't get tickets. And I was, like, how dare you, kind of. You know what
rude.
I mean?
Actually,
like,
rude.
It's just ridiculous. But Clean was really beautiful on the piano. She had already played it. But
right.
She said, like, I think I could have played it in a higher key, so she played it again, and it was really good. But yeah.
Famously, I don't even know how that goes. I know it's on 1989, but I don't think I've literally ever listened to it.
It's the closing track of, like, the regular.
Which is
It's
crazy.
Like, the rain came pouring down when I was drowning, that's when I could finally breathe.
Okay, come on, sounding amazing. I will listen. I will do my
really,
foundation.
It's very soothing. It's like
I love the rest of the album,
like,
but for some reason
for, like,
I skipped
it's
Clean.
It's honestly, like, a metaphor for, like, a drug addiction, but it's also,
it.
Like, about a breakup.
Got it. Okay.
But yeah.
That was the Eras Tour.
The Eras Tour. Got home very easily both nights. I feel very blessed.
Amazing.
Got my shirt. Did not get my sweatshirt, but I ordered it on the website with my 15% off. It was amazing. It was really just, like, a
what
fucking spectacle.
Absolutely.
And, like, she's unbelievable. Like,
okay.
To be able to do that.
The fact
is
that
just...
the two greatest, well, of our current generation.
Yeah, like, living performers.
Literally living
yeah.
performers just performing at the same time.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's actually wild.
Crazy.
Can't wait to go to Beyonce, though.
Yeah, we will be there.
I mean, did you listen to Lost Culture, though?
Yeah.
Because Bowen said, like, there's no bad seats. So we might just have to get
will
bad
be there.
Seats. And...
There, I will. We will be there.
Yeah, we're going. Butts and seats.
So Meg attended the actual Eras Tour, which was beautiful to hear about.
To hear about you and your mother.
But I attended my personal Eras Tour, which was, I went to see Paramore, everyone. And once again, you all know that I truly love Paramore so deeply in my soul. Like, from the time, like, All I Know Is Falling, like, truly Riot, Brand New Eyes is my personal, like, fucking eighth grade crying in my room deep cuts. Aww. Like,
Giselle's such an emo girl.
I am an emo girl.
Know.
I am
She's
an emo
such
girl.
Such an emo baby at heart. We were at Spin on Tuesday, and
oh my god, I was dying.
The emo girls, and Giselle's like, "Let's fucking
fucking go!
And on Saturday.
Yeah, literally, Jasmine played this fucking remix of Brick by Boring Brick.
It was
I literally ascended. I was like, not only Brand New Eyes, but Brick by Boring Brick. Like, come the fuck on.
We
had to
split up very, very quickly after Spin, but I wanted to say to you, like, that was fucking transcendent.
No, like.
So good.
It was transcendent. And let me tell you all something. I genuinely feel so fucking lucky to stan Hayley Williams. Like, yeah. It is actually a gift to stan her. The vocals, I will say this with my whole fucking chest. Hayley Williams is one of the best vocalists we currently have today.
Absolutely.
Like, the best. Like, and I'm not just saying that because I love her.
I think she's up there with Kelly Clarkson.
No, she is. Hayley Williams has the vocal ability, agility, all of it to do anything. The fact that we were sitting there, not only is she just singing effortlessly, she's mixing in Tina, Whitney, effortlessly into the songs. I'm like, not only are you basically black, but also you like just can do anything. She's dancing around the stage. She's enjoying herself. Then not only do we have just like her being absolutely joyful, like you have Zach and Taylor York. Taylor York, who literally single-handedly is the reason I'm happy today because he's kept Paramore together. And then they have these moments on stage because we all know Hayley and Taylor are now dating everyone. Taylor York played the fucking long game and now he's happy. And I'm happy for him.
That's a, you know, nice guys don't always finish last.
But Taylor York fucking finished last. And
finished first.
And there's this moment where, like, they do this one, like, Zach is the drummer who came back to the band, Zach Farrow.
One day we need to sit down and you need to explain the whole song. I know you've done it before over voice note, but I really need to understand it.
I will gladly. and so Zach has, like, his own side project, so they let Zach sing, like, a song, and, like, Hayley gets the fucking guitar, and she's, like, playing, and then Taylor walks over, and they do this nuzzle thing. I literally cried. They did All I Wanted, which, like, her fucking vocals on that song. It's the best concert I've ever been to. I didn't even have, like, that great of seats, but, like, it was literally the best concert.
They didn't look that bad, though. They looked pretty good.
It was the best concert I've ever been to. I will see them. I will pay infinite money to see them. They're great. Paramore, I love you, and I will be a fan forever. That's what I have to say about
it. Concerts are the best.
They're the fucking best. They're the
fucking best. They're the fucking best.
And I... Wow. It was a life-changing experience.
What made you cry? Did you cry?
Of course. I cried, actually... I cried during Decode because I was like, Jesus, I love this song.
No, it was just kind of like emotions going.
Yeah, and then they played Playing God and I cried there too because once again, like.
So good.
Brand New Eyes and me, heart. And then I cried when Hayley was having like a little speech and she was just like talking about Paramore and what it means to everyone and like the space they've created where like people that look like, you know, any race, gender, sexuality, like we're all just here like loving them and they've grown together and it's just like, and she was talking about Taylor and Zach and I was just crying. And then I didn't cry for this, but fucking Lil Uzi Vert comes out and I was like, Kubali and I were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Crazy. It was fucking amazing. So that's Paramore.
That's so good. No, it's just
stream,
so nice.
This is why everyone.
I mean, this is the thing. It's so nice when the people that you stan are good and like you don't have to worry about them, right?
No,
like,
literally
letting you down. I mean, like, obviously we always talk about like don't put your faith in these celebrities, like they're it's not real, like all this stuff, but like she seems like a good human, like even after like
she
I saw
so
like
good.
I think the first night at MSG when those people got in a fight on the
floor also
and they got pulled off and Hayley Williams like hasn't she said like she's like I actually feel really bad because it's like no one wants to be like called out like that, obviously, like in that, and she's like seeing their faces and seeing the way that like people have like,
yeah,
like jumped all over them, like I feel terrible about that. I mean, she just seems like a very empathetic, nice human.
You should never stand or you should never speak up for people you don't know, but I will for her.
Yeah,
I know she's good. I know it with my being. Well, everyone, that got me very passionate. I don't even know where we go from here, Meg.
Well, just pivoting away from live music, even though it's my favorite thing in the world. Music, I guess we can.
One more live music thing.
We have one more live music thing, which is we haven't seen Beyonce yet, but some people who have been seeing Beyonce recently at her fucking like residency in the UK this weekend.
She's literally been in London
or
in Paris.
Five nights or something. She's crazy. But surprise surprise, Blue Ivy Carter's summer camp is performing at the fucking Renaissance Tour on stage with her mom, fucking slaying, I might add.
No, it's actually, it's so deeply iconic. Like, not only is it deeply iconic that Blue Ivy is there.
Yeah.
She's hitting the fucking movements flawlessly. And to watch Beyonce be a mom on stage and just, like, love her daughter and, like, let her daughter do this and just, like, all these things is, it's everything to me.
Yeah.
Like.
Even, like, the clips of Jay and, like, being so, like, happy watching her. It was just, like, so nice.
Blue Ivy, you will always be famous.
Always be famous. Always be richer than everyone else on the planet, basically.
I will support you forever. Beyonce is, like. And I think Matt and Bowen, like, not to talk about another podcast on our podcast,
but also,
like,
if you listen to our podcast, I kind of assume you listen to Ross Coulter stuff.
Like, they were talking about how they saw both and, like, totally agree that, like, Taylor and Beyonce are very different and they are iconic in their own ways. Yeah. And, like, Taylor also was, like Matt said, like, the biggest pop star currently today. Truth. Beyonce is, I think, the best performance. And she's, I mean, she's also, like, one of the most famous people in the world. But, like, Beyonce is giving you everything.
Right.
And every night it's different.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen her live, so that's, like, another reason why I really
I sobbed three times. Yeah. In the nosebleeds of fucking Citi Field. Nosebleeds. For Formation. Or, yeah, Formation
Tour. No, it is just, I mean, like, we talk about this all the time. We go to so many concerts, and we're really lucky to be able to, like, go to so many concerts. Obviously, we live in New York, so we have, like, access to a lot of concerts. But there's, like, literally nothing like it. Like,
people don't have stage presence these days.
People, literally. And it's, like, even, I mean, there were, I didn't expect to cry at Eras, to be honest. And then it's, like, fucking, like, Fearless into Love Story
the first night.
And I'm just, like, kind of, like, why are my eyes prickling? And then during Nothing New with Phoebe,
it's iconic.
Both nights. Cried the first night. The second night it starts coming on, like Phoebe comes out, and, like, they haven't even started strumming their fucking guitars yet, and I turned to Katie and I was like, why are my eyes filled with tears right now? Like, just anticipating this.
It's emotion.
This music, this song that I love so much, right? It's like, it's just the power of music.
It's the power of music.
I'm so excited
for us to see
Beyonce, because we're just speaking that into existence and we're making it happen.
There's actually no way that we will not be in that stadium.
Did everyone know that Ticketmaster accepts Klarna now? And
you can
put yourself on a payment plan, because Vera and I went to see Noah Kahan last night, and that's exactly how we got those tickets.
Payment plans
is the new, it changed. Credit card debt. It's the new everything. This is how they're going to get us on the hook for money. But guess what?
We're going to pay it.
I'm the market. Like, that's why they're coming for me, because I want to spend my
Klarna,
money.
Klarna, Afterpay, sponsor us.
Yeah.
Because now we are on payment plans.
We love a payment plan. Because it feels like free money, but it's not.
Right. But always splitting it up among paychecks is nice.
Always. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
As long as you pay it, you'll be fine.
As long as you eventually pay it.
Okay. Moving on to some different things in the world. Maybe movies next?
Yeah.
We'll say a movie we both saw first, and then a movie only Meg saw that I will see soon.
Yes.
So we did see The Little Mermaid, everyone. That happened. And we were in a theater at 5 p.m. on a Friday.
With all
opening weekend with literally children. Only children. Only. And it was amazing. I think I cried, actually.
I cried.
I absolutely cried.
Part of Your World? Are you fucking kidding me?
I absolutely cried.
A beautiful, beautiful moment. Halle Bailey
is the moment.
So beautiful, so gorgeous, so talented.
Yeah.
Talking again of music, like, this girl just is, like, music in, like, every pore of her fucking body. Every, like, atom is just, like,
she's so beautiful.
And it just, like, she just exudes this, like, beauty. Like, it's just so crazy. And, like, obviously, like, everyone, you know, like, we grew up in the 90s and, like, Little Mermaid was, like, the fucking thing.
Yeah.
So to watch that and, like, honestly, like, it's so cliche, but that little boy who sat next to Vera was like, wait, she's black? Like,
yeah, no, so cute.
It's like, you think that the joke is kind of, it's not a joke, obviously. Representation is so important, but, like, you know, you see people being so cringe about it sometimes, but it's, like, in general, like, it is so fucking important.
Yeah, but, like,
in the simplest fucking way of, like, this little black boy sitting next to Vera being like, wait, mom, Ariel's black. Like, that is, like,
literally,
it's so important.
We are literally literally no one's, and it happened right next to us at a random theater in Brooklyn. Like, that means it's probably happening everywhere around the world. Yeah. Like, it's so important. And it was like, the way I cried when I was like, I don't even know how old I was, I think in high school, when I went to go see Princess and the Frog.
Oh.
Cried. I sobbed in that theater. I felt so similarly to see this. Like, I'm a 28-year-old woman. Girl, woman. And, like, it's still... I don't feel like a woman, but I am. But it still feels the same as it did back then. Like, and when you're younger, like, it just matters. And, like, to see everyone support the way I felt with Black Panther, like, these things are just so important, you know? Like, and Disney getting behind, like, the budget of Disney, all of this, it's just different than going to see a regular movie, you know? So, and,
I just feel like people are a bit cynical these days, and it's like, yes, okay, of course be cynical, of course question, and like, hold, like, be like, what's next? Like, we need more, right? Like, always be, like, pushing for more. But it's also, like, not a bad thing to just, like, watch The Little Mermaid and be like, that's really nice, and it's amazing that, like, Ariel's played this beautiful Black woman.
Right. Like, wait, I mean, like, things we could get rid of, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I'm
famously, like, I am usually on Team Lin. Because, like, I'm not, like, Lin is...
Lin created Hamilton, and for Hamilton's faults and issues, Hamilton is fucking exceptional.
It's amazing. And, like, Moana, also amazing. Yeah. Like, Lin is usually chaotic good. Here, we didn't need Lin. No. Like, we didn't need the scuttle song.
The scuttlebutt.
We didn't need wide open spaces, uncharted waters. We didn't need that either.
I mean, I have been saying that they should have just added some of the songs from the Broadway musical, which is excellent. And they could have filled up the time that they filled with, like, all these kind of long pauses. Because, like, when we say we loved it and we enjoyed it, like, was it amazing? Like, was it, like, the best live-action thing I've ever seen? Like, no, of course. Like, all these movies are just, like, capitalizing on nostalgia. Half of it is shot for shot, a remake of the original. And, like, it's, you know, it is what it is. But, like, they could have added so much more. Like, they added so much, but also nothing at the same time.
Yeah, they added nothing.
And so they could have added so much more with, like, more songs. Like, Mimi was sitting next to me, she's like, they cut the, like, this song and, like, what?
The only one I liked was, the new one I liked, for the first time, I did like that one. That was, but also it was Ali singing it, so it was amazing.
The internet is thirsting over this Jonah Howard King, though.
I know, they are. I feel like... I don't think he's maybe doing it for me, but I get it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, we could have had Harry Styles there, and I think it's better that we had Jonah Howard King, to be honest.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. Harry Styles cannot act, but
But we love you. He's having a lot of fun in Europe, and I'm enjoying watching
it. Yeah, he's having a great time.
The
other movie that I have not seen yet.
Giselle, we have to talk about the movie that we saw that's not on the list, which I just remembered.
Oh.
Fucking... Past Lives.
Oh, yes, sorry. We saw the best movie of the year.
We saw the best movie of the year already. I mean, this is like kind of feeling a little bit like Everything Everywhere All at Once again. On Saturday, we very chaotically and impromptu, Lee, I don't think that's a word, but...
It's a word to me.
thank you so much. Of course. Went to the Angelica, saw Past Lives in a packed theater in the back where people were walking in and out of these like fucking...
It was actually
swinging doors.
Awful. Like every 5 seconds.
But genuinely, that's what tells you again. Also, on top of just like how good it genuinely is, how much we enjoyed it, all the distractions that were going on, Past Lives. If you can see it, I know it's in limited release right now. It's coming, going wide June 23rd, I think. What a film! Absolutely wrecked me.
All eyes on Korea for being fucking honest. Not only with music, but with movies, because this movie was. I mean, it was half in Korean because half the movie kind of takes place in Korea, but also half in English because the other half of the movie takes place in America.
Just, like, a really beautiful... And I don't want to, like, even get into it too much, like, in terms of, like, details because, like, you should all just go see it and don't read too much about it, but, like, genuinely about, like, love and just, like, how much capacity we have for love and the love... different ways we can love and just like
it was so well done.
And our different selves and like also like this like whole second like secondary not secondary but also kind of secondary about like immigration and versus like staying and like what you know like what that means for your life and perspective and things like that and like I mean it's a fucking directorial debut by a woman Celine Song fucking excellent she's never directed like anything before
yeah
and it was like shot beautifully it was like just like if you don't love New York, even if you don't love New York, I think you can't help but just, like, be in love with, like, the way that it depicts New York and, like, the charm of New York. And, like, yeah, Greta Lee, who's been in a bunch of stuff, like...
Yes, I feel... I have seen her in a lot.
She's in, like, Russian Doll, she's in The Morning Show, like, just, like, this feels like a real, real breakout for her.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see more of her. She was amazing.
So good. But... Yes,
we are indeed standing.
We loved Past Lives.
We loved it. It was so good. 5 out of 5.
I know. I haven't even rated it on Letterboxd.
Neither. I've been bad at my Letterboxd.
I've been trying to be better because I really fell off. But
I had to do the last three we saw, which was Guardians, Past Lives, and
which we did talk about Guardians last night.
I was just thinking about that, but I do.
The whole title was about Guardians. We said James Gunn.
Oh yes, James Gunn.
Yep. But I did see on Tuesday Across the Spider-Verse. Which Giselle and I are going to go see another time, because if y'all have seen it or if you haven't seen it, it's fucking amazing. It's so good. Just, like, I think even better than the first one in a lot of ways, and setting up for, like, an amazing third movie, which, like, whenever we may get that. But so excited for you to see it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Excellent. I mean, like, fucking the voice people, like, Oscar Isaac, Issa Rae, Daniel Kaluuya. It's like a who's who of everyone we love.
Love.
Obviously, Hailee Steinfeld, our queen.
Our fucking queen.
And yeah, it's just, like, really, really, really well done. So exceptional. The best, probably, as we said, Tom Holland said, it's the best Spider-Man. It's the best Spider-Man.
I'm so excited.
And we were laughing before we got on here because I was showing Giselle these videos of Hailee Steinfeld and Shameik Moore, who are... Spider-Gwen and Miles Morales, respectively, in the movie. And they seem to have broken the curse of Spider-Man actor falls in love with his female co-star.
Yeah.
Starting with Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst, Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, Tom Holland and Zendaya, because Hailee seems to want nothing to do with Shameik in a lot of ways.
Definitely, like, if... Right now, pause, go Google this or, like, TikTok it, whatever you need to do.
Search on Twitter, like, Shameik Moore, Hailee Steinfeld, it'll come up.
It's giving low-key darkness, and it's actually making me question him, because it, like, the thing about it, as we've seen with, especially recently with, like, Bridgerton, Queen Charlotte, or, like, Little Mermaid, like, it's part of the whole thing to, like, lean in with your co-stars. Yeah. Like, it's a
thing. You want the internet to be, like, shipping these two people.
Right.
Like, even if it's, like, dark. And even if, like, the thing about Jonah and Hallie is that they both have
partners. Yeah. Others. And we hate Hallie's partner. But it's okay.
But they both have partners. Like, they're not together. Yeah. But yet they have the internet kind of eating out of the palm of their hand. Like, oh my God, look at this chemistry. Right.
Right.
Same with the British. And, like, the guy has a long-time girlfriend. So it's, like... It's all, like, good, but, like...
And Hailee's not new to this. Like, she knows
how to do it. She's done it.
She knows how to do it. So, therefore, the fact that Hailee is, like, literally being, like, X, we are not entertaining this, is giving me...
He does seem like he's trying very hard.
Maybe it's because she's in a new relationship and she's trying to, like, protect that, and maybe that's weird. But, like, it's giving darkness, and I don't like that. So
I know. She was spotted with Josh Allen, wasn't she? Yeah. Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Bills.
Hailee, we want to know. What's going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
Hailee, start a podcast. Be like Dua Lipa. Tell us what's going on.
Honestly, Hailee could. That could be so good for Hailee's brand, actually.
She really should.
Like, what if Service 99 or whatever the fuck Dua Lipa is always
talking
about?
Also, Dua Lipa, I'm sorry, the moment for me always.
Always the moment. No album out.
No. Just working. Doing the Versace soundtrack. Thing.
Yeah.
Being in Barbie. Looking amazing. Yeah. Dating that older guy now.
Who seems to be obsessed with her.
Yeah, love Dua.
Has Anwar Hadid... Fucking devastated.
Work is canceled. cut the cameras dead ass.
Did you see Gigi and Leo, though? Or, like, actually, like, were, like, out to dinner with, like, his dad and stuff.
Oh, really? I didn't even know they were still dating.
I thought they broke up, too. And I was kind of, like, Vera had said it to me, and I was, like, no. I was, like, that wasn't a thing. And then I had to be, like, I apologize, because there was a headline, like, literally the
next
day.
Not the celebrities making you have to apologize.
Officially dating. Always the celebrities making me have to
apologize. Like, literally.
I can't make any claims anymore. No. I've lost all my street credibility.
No, you have cred.
These fucking celebs are acting out here, acting like fools.
They're acting out here.
And also, it's just because no one has any media literacy anymore.
No, they don't. They don't know how it's done.
It's so bad. No one can, like, people...
Can I say something controversial?
Yeah.
I think these publicists are bad these days.
Yeah, no, I agree.
They are not making publicists like they used to.
Listen, not to go back to Taylor Maddie, because I don't want to talk about it anymore, but even with the breakup, quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
There have been like 5 fucking updates to the People article. New info from the source. New info from the source. It's like, why didn't y'all get in a room together and decide what the statement was?
Get on the phone.
And put it out there and then be done. Why does it need to be 5 different right. updates to the statement?
Publicists.
They broke up. Please. It was never serious. But they're still friends. And they can't, blah, 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 blah. Like, what? Who fucking cares? One statement.
They need to adopt the idea of the 9 to 5, leave when it's done.
They want it to be in the media still because they're both on tour and it's like, you know. But it's just also so messy and.
Be better.
And when, like, sorry, you're media literate like we are. Like, we can see through that and it just makes us annoyed.
Right.
Which is like, that's why it's been irritating me since the beginning because I'm just like, this is just like. They're playing with these, like, people. These,
right.
Like, especially, like, Gen Z, I think, who, like, don't understand.
They're kind of scary on the internet, honestly. The Gen Zers on the internet are scaring me.
It's so dark.
I am scared.
I think I need to log
Who's
off.
Who's scared? Raise your hands.
Who else is scared?
Who else is scared? I am scared.
That's kind of, like, my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, who else is scared? I am scared.
I am scared. I mean, speaking of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Tom Holland.
Is fucking done.
I mean, kind of done. Like, not done, obviously. There's going to be a fourth Spider-Man
movie. He's so rich, he can be done.
Yeah, but there's going to be a fourth Spider-Man movie with him and Zendaya, they announced.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's going to be dark, though, because she doesn't remember him.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's a good...
I hate that trope. You know that's my...
I hate that trope, too! Nothing... It makes me so annoyed, but it's the way you get
nothing
out of...
Nothing makes me mad.
They use it so much to, like, get out of a fucking corner they've built themselves
yeah,
into.
No, I hate
you
it.
Know what I mean?
Oh my God, it makes me
no,
so mad.
I hate it.
It is my least. Oof! It literally makes my blood boil. The trope of forgetting things and having to come back to it. Literally, Guardians, Loki.
Guardians. Famously, I watch Manifest.
Okay, yes.
The plane
yes,
show.
Yes, yes, the plane
and
show.
And the last 10 episodes have just dropped and I haven't started them yet because I saw some spoilers and I do think they're doing that kind of memory thing and it's making me upset.
I hate the memory thing.
Write it better the first time. Can't say enough about Across the Spider-Verse and how there are literally, like, plot, like, things laid in the first one that I would never have expected to come back.
I'm so excited. I'm going to rewatch
and
the
be,
one.
And I haven't rewatched the first one, but I've just seen it on
yeah.
like, Tumblr and Twitter or whatever. Excellent.
Okay, come on, vintage.
But anyway. Yes. Oh, you know I have the Tumblr.
No,
on
I know.
Phone, girl. I
know.
I gotta keep vintage. Up with Tumblr. Tumblr, like, truly, like, completely devalued because they took porn off of it.
Yeah.
Which, like, wasn't what I was on Tumblr for, but was what most people were on Tumblr
right.
for, right? And it's, like, literally just, like, fourthed in value.
Yeah.
Since it went public.
Damn.
Bad. Poor Tumblr. But there are still fans on there. I love it.
I love that. I need to re-download.
But Tom Holland, yes, has an Apple TV show out. It's, like, a true crime thriller thing called The Crowded Room, and it's getting terrible reviews.
He said it was very dark.
Like, it was very dark.
Oh, my
was
God,
why he had
Meg.
That bad haircut. What? Okay, we have to
Sorry.
Talk about that.
Sorry, that's speaking of bad reviews. Oh, my God.
But I sent you a tweet earlier, and basically Thomas said he's announced he's taking a year-long hiatus from acting.
To be Zendaya's husband.
And literally this whole tweet, never seen someone so clearly designed by God to be a stay-at-home husband.
Yeah.
Like, please, as you said, he has got his bag for life. He's so good
he's
with the
so
Spider-Man
fine.
Stuff. And Zendaya is we're excited for Challengers. The
we're
Luke
so
of Dune.
Excited.
Come on. She can be the breadwinner.
Literally.
I also, have you seen this tweet that's gone viral this week? And it's like the only happy couples I know are where the man stays home and gardens and the woman is like
yes.
a CEO.
Literally. Exactly. He knows what the fuck is
that's up. That's what we need to see from Tom and Zendaya.
Yeah. I mean, Zendaya's only flaw is Sam Levinson, which we will speak about later.
Yes.
Or soon, I guess. But yeah, I love that this is what Tom Holland's doing. Tom, please take time for yourself. Please follow Zendaya around. Continue to give us updates. Go to Usher concerts.
Oh my God, the Usher concert moment was so special.
Be in London. I can't. Oh my. The way that I need Tom Holland on the Challengers red carpet with Zendaya next to each other. Zendaya in a sky high heel. Tom being so much shorter than her, but giving me icon. That's what I need.
It's giving Sophie
Zendaya.
Turner. It's giving Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas with the height difference. Really.
Tom in the glasses.
Always is the best.
Law literally.
Your lips to God's ears.
Law giving like doing the creative direction for both of them. I need
yeah.
it.
Always.
I need it.
Because oh,
Law's
wow.
still working with Zendaya, so like he can work with Zendaya's man again.
Law was being dramatic.
Law was being dramatic because Law is still a stylist. Sorry. Literally, he styled Zendaya for this thing she did this week. I'm like, law, goodbye.
There, he's also like been traveling with them. He was spotted with them when they went to Venice or whatever it was.
It's giving I want a depressed moment, which I respect.
Oh my God.
But speaking of Zendaya slash Sam Levinson, which is just Sam Levinson, which equates to the Idol. We did watch the first episode of the Idol, and it made me very upset. And it makes me even more upset because I love Troye Sivan, and I love Jennie Kim of Blackpink fame.
We love Rachel Sennott, too, like an up-and-coming talent.
That black woman who's
in it. Oh, my gosh. We love her. She's so funny. Her turned to me. She was like, she's famous, right? And I was like, yeah.
We love her, too. And, like...
And Dan Levy, I honestly think Dan Levy is like kind of eating everyone up.
Yeah, he is. And Harry Neff, love that they're in this.
Oh my
too.
Gosh, yes.
Harry Neff having a moment. But
that whole thing though, their whole character.
Yeah.
Being like Vanity Fair, like culture writer. I do profiles. Like,
yeah.
It's like Sam Levinson trying to dig at the media, but like not doing it well.
No.
It's so bad.
The thing is, this show could be great if Sam Levinson didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because like, I think there actually is something.
It's from the sick and twisted minds of Sam Levinson and
Abel.
Who like, everyone is
the
saying
Weeknd
his acting
bad. The Weeknd makes me cringe.
Bad. I know.
He makes me, he is
acting
nasty.
Is bad. His acting isn't great, but also I did think he was doing a good job at coming off creepy, which I thought was kind of the point.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, like he's doing kind of a good job, but yeah, I mean, I don't think he has like acting skills.
And Lily Rose Depp, I
think she has potential. It's just like, it's
this
so,
was such
it feels
a bad
so
thing
fucked
to start
up.
Off, though.
It feels so fucked up, especially, sorry, and it's not her fault, and it shouldn't be attributed to her, but... Her dad's whole thing.
No, it's dark.
Him being a gross abuser.
It's dark.
Whatever way you slice it, to like these like fucking Johnny Depp apologists, that's what he is. She, it's not good. It doesn't look good.
No, and it's just this show has such a stacked cast, Loki, for it to just be so like a flop and gross. Like they're doing. Like, we have been begging for more sex on shows, but I didn't want it like this.
No, it's cringe.
You know?
It's not, yeah.
It's not giving tasteful. No. It's not giving what I want. It's not giving, like... The thing about having sex on these shows is you're supposed to, like, inherently, like, desire that, like, crazy life and, like, want these things. But, like, when I'm watching, like, them in the stairwell, I'm like, please, no.
Yes.
Like, The Weeknd, please never talk
to
me.
No one's doing it like normal people did it.
No one is doing it like that. I'm sorry.
That, like... Yeah, point that's blank, what we want. That's what we
point
want.
Point blank.
See.
Period.
Yeah.
Enough on that. We're not. We
oh,
will not be.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be engaging with.
We
the
will
rest
not
of
continue
it.
To watch.
It's so dark. Because it's getting better. It is bad. Getting bad like ratings though.
It doesn't need
good.
A season two. So.
Yeah. No.
Speaking
of HBO shows.
Speaking of something that is getting a season two that they're kind of flopping already, but like we're gonna watch. Not that it's flopping, but like and just like that.
Who cut the trailer? I just want to talk.
I just don't understand.
I just want to talk.
Like, we are going to watch, babes. Like, whoever cut the trailer, like, you don't need to do this. You don't need to tell us all the things that are happening in the season.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a voice in the crowd, but they did not. I wish they didn't tell us about Aiden.
No, or Samantha.
The Samantha thing makes
I would have
absolutely
been gooped and
no
gagged.
Sense. Everyone that tuned into season one of And Just Like That was still going to tune into season two.
Right. When
also, it's summer. We're looking for something
fun to watch. We've been waiting.
We're looking for something fun to watch. I feel like more people are going to tune in. That's just what I
We did not I need the unless they're going to have more spoiler things that will shock us.
No,
like,
I don't think so.
Why would they tell us? It's just so dumb.
It's so dumb.
It's bad. Once again, publicists,
it
be better.
It doesn't come out for another 2 weeks, right? One thing, if it dropped on, like, the eve of the premiere or whatever, or if there was, like, you know. But also, we already know it's a phone call. We know it's, like, in the finale. So, also, she did it back in March. They couldn't have kept it a secret a little bit longer. Like, it's just so stupid. It's so
bad.
Stupid.
HBO, Max, get your shit together, please.
Yeah, Max.
Max, you're flopping. You're already flopping.
I was in the elevator at work with some coworkers, or where was I? Or I said something, and I was like, "Oh, on Max." And someone said to me, "Oh, wow, you've already like already moved to Max, and I was like, yeah, you know, I keep up yeah, with the it's Max Kardashians.
Now. It's Max now, and it's flopping. So yeah, Max gear shite together. All the streaming services decided to flop the same week.
Yeah.
When I literally got kicked out of my parents' fucking Netflix, me and Netflix are beefing. Like, we're beefing.
I haven't even tried to be on Netflix this week. We're really beefing.
The only reason I wanted to is because I needed to watch The Ultimatum. Or fucking Queer Love, which is great.
But messy. I mean, I get what HBO Max or Max was trying to do, right? Like, what they did was they made you swap over to watch Succession.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it makes so much sense. It makes a ton of sense, right? The finale of Succession, the biggest show since.
But I'm like, why? Why so Max? That
people, but I don't know.
No, I get that, but like,
why are you dropping the HBO? HBO is an iconic fucking brand name, household name, HBO. Given us some of the greatest shows of all TV shows of all
I've
time.
I've said this before.
The Wire, The Sopranos, like Succession.
Game of Thrones.
The most widely watched shows ever, and you're going to take HBO off it? It makes no sense. Never forget when Tandy Newton.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. But Tandy.
What's your name?
Formerly known as Tandy.
When she won her Emmy for Westworld, wild. Home box office. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
And I was like, saying HBO is like full Christian name? No. Iconic! Come on!
That was funny, Meg. Thank you. No, it's actually insane. And once again, I've said this. I will not give the reasons why I said this to Meg and Vera today, but some people in high places should not be there.
No. Absolutely not.
They're making bad decisions.
Who just got fired?
They're making bad decisions.
Was it CNN? Where do Andy and Anderson do their New Year's Eve thing?
CNN. Someone did just get fired from CNN.
And it was like, oh, you took away the alcohol from the New Year's rock and New Year's party, like, and you're wondering why you got fired. You know, like, these people just, what's this, old fucking white men.
They're bad.
Do not have any understanding of what people want these days, and that is that. And
please
that's
be better at
that.
Your job.
And that's that on that.
Succession, though.
Succession. So good. I feel completely content with how it ended.
Good.
In, like, that it was right and it was correct. It was executed perfectly. It does not have a bow. Yes, certain things have a bow, but I think it's ambiguous about the future of most of the characters, and I think that that's right in a lot of ways because it got us to a point where...
For the show, especially.
We didn't really care to know where they're going next, actually.
Yeah.
It's in this place that's ambiguous of, like, okay, where are they going? What's going to happen to them? Like, how are they going to turn out? And you can kind of, context clues, like, figure it out. But it was, like, the perfect ambiguous ending, I felt, in a lot of ways.
I love that.
And I love that it made me not necessarily, not that I wouldn't take more Succession, because it's just, like, fun to tune in every Sunday. It's excellent. The acting's amazing. Like, they're just, like, all of them are at the top of their game. But it made me fine with it being over. And I love that. And four seasons.
Done.
And like a very, very, very fucking good, close to perfect show. A lot of people can say that. They chose to go out on top.
People struggle to have good last seasons. And from what I've heard, they had a great one.
Absolutely. Banger after banger every week, I thought.
Okay, yes, Succession. Yeah. Doing it right.
Doing it right.
Love that. I will watch
39 episodes. That's it.
Why 39, not 40?
Because I think one of the seasons had 9.
Oh, weird.
Instead of 10. I know. It is kind of annoying.
Imperfect. Maybe on purpose.
It would make me... give me anxiety as the showrunner, but... we do have to address Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Giselle and I were talking earlier. Ariana Maddox is on the cover of Glamour magazine this month.
Crazy.
It is wild. And there is discourse going on the internet about, like, are we really giving this woman everything just because she got cheated on? Like, she's not that unique. Like, blah, blah, blah. But I just think good for her for capitalizing on this horrible thing that happened to her.
Absolutely.
And also, if you're saying that, like, oh, we're so doomed because this is what grips us, right? We don't get scandals like this anymore in Hollywood. Like, that's why everyone was so obsessed with the Don't Worry Darling drama, because literally the 90s, 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s in Hollywood, pre that in Hollywood, they were, like, sleeping with each other's husbands,
right.
4 marriages, 5 marriages, you know, all of this crazy stuff. And it's just, we don't get that anymore because, again, everything is so curated for us in a lot of ways, and like so hushed up, and so like, you know, like publicists right. are all over it, and every statement is like curated, and it's not just like, it's not as off the cuff or natural anymore. And so for a show like Vanderpump Rules, which I have not
Which was kind of irrelevant, watched, honestly.
Which was in on its way to cancellation.
They were not filming.
Complete irrelevancy.
They were not filming. Complete
irrelevancy. For this bounce back to happen where 3 million people are tuning in to watch that last part of the... Probably more than that.
But to Bravo? Week, 3 to million Bravo! People? For it, something that wasn't The Housewives? The crazy.
Crowning jewel in Andy Cohen's crown. I saw a tweet from his account today. It's like, you thought the reunion drama was over, like Real Housewives of whatever. And I was like, Andy, be serious.
Please be for real.
But it is... I didn't watch the full thing of last night, but I mean, the way this man, Tom Sandoval, is so fucking despicable.
Yeah.
Andy was on the radio yesterday, and he says,
Andy's there been promoting.
Is something that Tom Sandoval says in this last part of the reunion that will make every woman in America mad. And I have seen, and he was right. Because it's literally, here's what he says. Basically, he's, you know, been hooking up with Raquel. Ariana's best friend.
Yeah.
His partner of 10 years is best friend for 6 months at this point. Then in January, him and Ariana are, like, still hooking up, like, having sex, whatever. And basically, they're like, you know, Ariana goes, yeah, you know who he was like fucking or whatever while he, you know, like after he got with Raquel? Me. And he goes, yeah, you kept your t-shirt on. It was so hot. Giselle, your face is literally what every woman in America felt like. Literally. The moment
I give her a fucking Vogue cover.
I have to see please. It. Yes. And everyone, the whole reunion went, you are fucking disgusting. Lisa Vanderpump is like, even Tom Schwartz is, you know, because, you know, it's Tom and yeah. Tom. Tom Schwartz, who I honestly think is even a bit more despicable than Tom Sandoval, because Tom Sandoval is a narcissist and he's scary and sinister, but Tom Schwartz has no backbone and that's almost worse.
Yeah.
But even Tom Schwartz goes, oh my God, don't say that. He goes like this. Like, everyone was just like, are you fucking for real right now? You literally cheated on your girlfriend with this, like, moron, this girl Raquel. Oh my God, so stupid. And it's just, it's riveting television, actually. The first two parts of the reunion, I haven't watched the full third part, but I've seen most of it. Riveting television.
There hasn't been a reunion that's this interesting in years.
Years!
Honestly, decades.
I watched Summer House, and I watched Katie and I watched the second part of the reunion on Monday. Oh my God, it wasn't even they need a Scandoval.
Yeah.
Someone needs to sleep with someone's boyfriend or husband or something on that show.
Honestly, good for Ariana.
Yes.
No, like, not getting cheated on, but, like, good for her to, like, fucking use this shit. I would, too.
Also, all of them are.
Everyone hating on her, use this shit.
You know what she did this morning?
What?
She dropped merch that literally, it's a t-shirt, and it literally says, fuck me in this t-shirt.
Obsessed. Honestly, great PR person. Whoever that is, icon.
She made so much money off of this merch collection that she did with, like, the Boys Live. Yeah. The merch has just, like, gone crazy, and Lala, who's like another character,
I have heard her name.
She literally came out and said today that she was able to pay the down payment on her house with the money she made off of the merch that she sold, because was the one, like, Raquel tried to sue her, and she got on her Insta stories and she was like, send it to Daryl, like her lawyer, and she sold Send It to Daryl merch, and it literally apparently paid for the down payment on her house. So, like, listen, reality TV is powerful.
No, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's very iconic of these people. I saw a tweet that I was going to send to you, but you had actually already liked it, so I didn't even send it to you. It was like, I need to immediately be cheated on.
Right? Yes!
Someone exactly. immediately cheated on me.
Because it showed, like, all of the endorsements that Ariana got, and it's like, they're estimating 75K in endorsement, but, like, they said with the way that the engagement is going with Vanderpump Rules and her social media engagement, she's probably more like 200K.
Honestly,
that's, listen.
Women winning.
Women, we love to see a woman win.
We love seeing women win. Fuck the Toms. Fuck everyone. Fuck that man for saying that. Honestly, I'm gonna buy the t-shirt merch. I don't even watch the goddamn show, but I'm buying the t-shirt.
I'm, like, this close to starting it from the beginning because it does seem like excellent television in a lot of ways. But, yeah, the way it has gripped the nation, and, I mean, like, in the midst of this smog apocalypse that we're having literally, here in New York, I saw someone tweet, and they were like, I know that, like, everything is awful right now and the sky is orange outside and we live in Dune now and it's just like really dark. But she, like, thank you all for how amazing this last 3 months has been with Scandoval. Like, it's been so fun and like just so like delicious to just like watch this. And that's what we're all looking for, right?
And that's why we do
good TV, good movies, good music to talk about and enjoy with our friends and our loved ones.
Exactly.
And that's what this podcast is about.
And that's why we bring this to you every, honestly, every week we try. But we try
every other week.
Every other week. Sometimes we're busy, but
we're
really,
always,
we're always here.
We're always striving for
you. We're always in communication.
Yeah, always in communication.
But everyone, that is all we wrote for this week. I feel like this is an incredible episode. Not to just like
absolutely our best in a while.
but we hope you guys enjoyed this moment with us today. We will be back with you next week.
We will.
Officially, we'll be back with you next week. And I love you all so deeply, but most importantly, love you, Meg.
Love you, G.